Hello, this is David Austin with the BBC News. Share prices in Europe have risen on the back of gains in Asia after Britain's central bank mirrored a promise by its counterpart in Japan to shield markets from the effects of the coronavirus outbreak. The Bank of England said it was working closely with its international partners to take all necessary steps to protect financial and monetary stability. Earlier, the Bank of Japan's governor pledged that the bank would provide sufficient liquidity to stabilise financial markets. A markets analyst, David Lubin from Citigroup, told the BBC that governments will prioritise health measures over economics.
Governments, central banks have very limited means to support economic activity in an environment like this, because to some extent, minimizing the virus problem almost requires maximizing the economic problem. You know, if people can't shop, they can't go to work in order to contain the virus, then an economic problem is the automatic result.
The leader of a religious sect in South Korea has apologized for the role his group has played in helping spread the coronavirus outbreak. At a news conference, Lee Man-hee, who heads the Shincheonji Church of Jesus, got on his knees and asked for forgiveness. Voting is taking place in Israel's third general election in a year. The Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, is hoping to break the political deadlock that's prevented him from forming a majority. He's being challenged by the former army chief, Benny Gantz. Tom Bateman in Jerusalem says two big events have changed the election's focus.
It was during the campaign that we had effectively political lightning striking twice. The so-called deal of the century by President Trump was announced. That is, his plan for peace with the Palestinians, seen by many as weighted heavily towards Israel, and it was really celebrated by Mr. Netanyahu as something that only he could deliver. Meanwhile, his rival Benny Gantz has had the opportunity to capitalize on the fact that Mr. Netanyahu has had a date set for his trial for corruption. That will take place in just 2 weeks' time. He denies those corruption allegations. But what you have is the substance really altering during the election campaign, but the polls barely shifting.
About 30 people are being held hostage by a gunman in a shopping mall in the Philippines' capital, Manila. Our correspondent, Howard Johnson, says the gunman demanded to speak to reporters.
The police held a smartphone up to the media who asked him questions. They used a walkie-talkie to relay his questions as well. And one of his demands was to speak to four of his former colleagues. Now, we've seen them put out four chairs, presumably for those four former colleagues of his to speak with him inside this building. We've heard no more gunshots since this morning. It seems like the situation has calmed down and that the negotiation process is happening. A negotiator is in there talking with him.
World News from the BBC.